Section 5, Lionheart's Principles and Models for Success. Since 1983, Lionheart Consulting has used our experience with clients and our own personal journeys to learn what works. Over the years, our approach has developed into the two most powerful models we have ever experienced for resolving the challenges we all face as business leaders. Both models, the Inner Wisdom Coaching Model and the Unity Building Model, are built around our five principles for business excellence. We know the answers are locked in the heart of the leader. The principles below explain how we help you unlock your answers. Principle 1. Struggle is unnecessary. Most of our difficulties do not come from what happens, but from the compromised meanings we attach to these events. Difficult situations are unavoidable, but struggling with them is unnecessary. When you face an event for what it is and experience your feelings about it, you are able to make a conscious choice. You move away from a reaction based on what you believe a situation means for you, toward an action consistent with your highest character values and intentions. This awareness and choice is extremely liberating. Principle 2, intention is the key. All of us live from a variety of intentions with every choice we make. Often we are not aware of the predominant intention that is driving our action. To oversimplify it, there are low intentions, such as, I'll show him up by asking for his report at the staff meeting when I know he didn't do it. Or medium intentions, he can't be counted on, but the job has to be completed, so I'll just do it all myself and move on. To highest intentions, I want to learn to unify our team and bring the best out of him so our collaborative work product gets better while I avoid burnout. By setting the highest intention for any situation, you align your compass to your highest values as the beginning of positive action. This act eliminates the compromises, coping mechanisms, workaround strategies, and disempowerment from your work life. Principle 3. Obstacles are the stepping stones to growth. Your obstacles are the catalyst for your personal growth and organizational competitive advantage. They help you bring out your personal strengths and capacity to innovate. Your obstacles show you the places where you are stuck and need additional wisdom. When you use your difficulties to learn, you begin to see a new way of producing results that gives you more energy, time, inner peace, and strength. Facing your challenges and not avoiding them or explaining them away is the key to consistent progress. Principle 4. Wisdom is always available. You never get more problems than you can handle. It only feels that way when you don't take the time to connect to your inner wisdom and allow your reactions to get the better of you. Your own personal attachments and feelings often blind you to what is really needed. When the events of your business life affect you emotionally, you need to take time to return to your heart's wisdom before making a decision. It's in these moments of personal struggle that you need this time the most. Taking time to return to your heart clears whatever obstacles are in the way of seeing the situation clearly and leads you to take inspired action. We teach you how to use a personal practice of reflection and remembrance to reach the deepest truth in your heart about what is really needed in any situation. Principle 5. Loving your work creates real value. The first four principles combine to create an environment of creativity that makes loving your work natural. It feels good to overcome obstacles and achieve your highest intentions while staying true to your values. When you lead from your heart and include people in resolving your toughest challenges, your employees will respect their leaders, love their work, and feel like worthwhile contributors. These feelings transfer to your product or service, and ultimately the customer feels the difference. When you consistently employ these five principles to work through your business breakdowns and unify your team, you'll create a competitive advantage that allows your business to flourish. Once this foundation is in place, you will naturally want to turn your attention to the larger leadership issues that face humanity. This is the work of a real leader, to create a legacy of contribution that leaves your corner of the world better off than you found it. These principles likely sound simple enough and perhaps are not new to you. We have found that they are easy to understand but take a lifetime to truly master. But mastery is indeed possible, especially when we routinely apply them to our own problems. This real example will give you an idea of the depth of what's possible when you truly embrace this leadership journey. A highly regarded CEO of a healthcare organization was wrestling with his anxiety over a common dilemma. He knew he had many opportunities to engage the national power structure and influence his industry at the policy level. He consistently found himself, however, focused on the more comfortable academic work that he found very satisfying. During a coaching session, he realized he was angry at himself for being forever consumed in work that would never help him fulfill his organizational mission. Instead of struggling with his dilemma, he chose to face reality. he was leading from a long-term pattern of avoiding the discomfort of engaging people with more perceived prestige and power, and he was frustrated. We then quickly found his highest intention that had been inspiring his career for 3 decades, to transform the field of healthcare. The obstacle was obvious, his anxiety with engaging the people who were in power. The key to our work, however, involves helping leaders identify the limiting belief that is at the core of their struggle. In this case, the CEO discovered that deep down, he believed that if he approached the industry leaders he perceived as having elitist cold hearts, he would have to allow the power structure to overshadow his values and the truth of his mission. When he practiced remembrance for a couple of minutes, he found the wisdom in his heart that cleared away his fear of losing his values. He knew deeply that even the coldest-looking bureaucrat could not inhibit his passion for contribution to the industry. He also knew that if he really had a mission built around truth and service to humanity, that it would prevail over anything that was inconsistent with what was best for everyone. In an instant, he felt free from worry and empowered to delegate what he had been preoccupied with so he could pursue what his heart had been calling him to do. As it often does, his external reality began to noticeably shift once he addressed the internal hesitation that had been holding him back. He was invited to contribute to policy conversations at the highest level. A new key person committed to joining the organization to relieve him of some of his former responsibilities, and most importantly, he realized that he already had all of the opportunities he needed to do the work he had been meant to do. Instead of avoiding the power issues and trying to make happen what wasn't happening, he enthusiastically embraced the opportunities that were waiting for him. In short, he rediscovered how much he loved his work, and he began to passionately pursue his mission with renewed vigor. Your larger question, however, is how can you make these types of breakthroughs commonplace in your company? Lionheart offers a personal coaching model and team-oriented unity-building model that synergistically support the creation of a business with a sustainable competitive advantage. Lionheart's two models for success. Our unique offer centers around two models that offer a transformational experience that frees people from their self-imposed limitations. Instead of the isolation and separation that comes with leading from our egos, we support people to discover the power of leading from the wisdom in their hearts. When you use these two models in concert with one another, your organizational culture will consistently improve. Our inner wisdom model is comprised of a series of questions and actions that lead you from an experience of struggling with problems to an experience of loving your work. These steps require personal awareness and discernment, but become routine with guidance and practice. We have found that this approach can be assimilated into your work routine in a few days when you truly decide you are ready for real change, and the immediate impact is profound. These 8 questions and steps are as follows. Number 1. What are the facts of the situation that I'm not at peace with? Number 2. What is my highest intention consistent with my highest values? Number 3. What is bothering me about this situation, or what is my problem? Number 4. What is my limiting belief about the future or issue that is inhibiting excellent action? Number 5. Can I compassionately acknowledge my need for guidance around this issue? Number 6. Can I turn inward and discover the wisdom that allows me to move through my issue? Number 7. Can I feel inspired freedom replacing the struggle of my limiting belief or issue? Number 8. Can I take excellent action consistent with my inner wisdom? The premise of this coaching model is not that you are to blame for all of your problems. The premise is that whenever you are stuck, you can find the answers that are always buried, like treasures in your heart, underneath the limitations of your ego. This is why we say struggle is unnecessary and wisdom is always available. Your expression of real leadership depends on this way of being. As someone who consistently takes this high road, you will inspire and eventually coach others to do the same. The Lionheart Unity Building Model is a process of deepening people's awareness and progression through 4 phases of group dynamics. The progression through these 4 phases is naturally accelerated when people use the Inner Wisdom Model to take responsibility for their self-limiting beliefs and base their actions on their highest values. However, this work is most empowering when your team consistently takes time to assess their group's dynamics and intentionally empty themselves of the impediments to unity. It is simply a transformational process. The 4 phases are, number 1, pseudo-community, a state of communication dynamics in which differences, disagreements, upsets, and conflicts are hidden or not discussed. People communicate superficially to avoid difficult topics at the expense of addressing their real problems. Phase 2, chaos, a state of communication dynamics in which differences, disagreements, upsets, and conflicts are out in the open in an unconstructive way. Instead of resolving problems, people blame one another and want others to change so they fit their idea of who they should be. Phase 3. Emptiness, a state of communication dynamics in which people have self-awareness, accept personal responsibility, and let go of their own barriers to being with others. People focus on letting go of their so-called ego debris, judgments, biases, prejudices, expectations, ideology, and solutions that are interfering with listening to or working with others. Phase 4, unity, a state of communication dynamics in which people accept and transcend the limitations of their egos and self-created realities so that they experience sufficient harmony and collaboration to work well together. People focus on resolving their most important problems and fulfilling their most meaningful opportunities. They communicate with respectful honesty that is built on blameless self-responsibility and inner wisdom. The inner wisdom model and unity building model work synergistically with one another. The more you have people rising above their own self-imposed limitations, the easier it will be to have your core team work in unity. And the more you guide your core team into a state of unity, the more each person can let go of their own limiting point of view. Together, implementing these two models will help you create a strong foundation for the more traditional aspects of a successful business: operational and process excellence, strategic alignment, and your necessary business results. And success on all of these dimensions will provide you with your real bottom line, feeling fulfilled from creating a legacy of contribution.